when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there. God bless you for tuning in. And where are you tuning into? You're tuning to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio, the only media I know, the only white civil rights defense group I know in the world. Our sole purpose for being is to fight against the godless, Satan, anti-Christian, white genocide that's in progress even as we speak. And it, just in case you haven't don't have a calendar around there, and in case you might not even know what the date is, you might not want to know, but anyway, it is May the 10th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2023. Jesus Christ Almighty God, the only name under the sun which man can be saved. There is only one way to heaven, that's through Jesus Christ Almighty. And people, as you know, this is just as a note, this is a pre-recorded program. I have to work Friday and Saturday all day into the night for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. By the way, we just got another donation into St. Jude Children's Research Hospital about 15 minutes ago while I was doing a little bit of research for the station. But as you know, this is a Christian radio show, and we always open. We never go one foot without saying a prayer on this radio show. I tell you what, we have... Well, I'll go to the outline just a minute, folks. I'm really, really excited. I'll tell you why. So, people, if you know the drill, bow your heads. We say a quick prayer. Almighty Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please continue to look down upon Blood River Radio, Liberty News Radio, and all of our family connected to Liberty News and Blood River Radio, all of our friends. Lord, you know we are in one terrific battle against the adversary, the accuser, Satan, the devil, the old serpent. We battle him day and night. And Lord, we promise you that we will continue to battle with every wit, every ounce of our strength until we are called home. And Lord, if you will, continue to bless Blood River Radio, continue to bless Liberty News and all of our family and friends, Lord. And Lord, always give us the wisdom and discernment to know who the enemy is, how to go about fighting him. And also, Lord, give us the courage to fight him, because Lord, all good things come from you. All good things come from God. Without you, God, we could not do one thing. We couldn't run one foot. We couldn't walk one foot. We could do nothing in this earth, Lord, without your saving grace. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Dear people, we have a tremendous guest coming on in a minute. I'll tell you, we have none other than General Nick Glastovic. He's supposed to be coming on. He was supposed to be on now, but I just talked to him a few minutes ago. He's in a big meeting in parts unknown in Eastern Europe, but it is a big, big meeting. As you know, the Ukrainian war and Russian war is going on over there. And I won't say too much about that, but you can probably take that that little hint for yourself. Anyway, but right now, we have another guest coming on later, but he's in the Dunkin' Donut shop. I just called him a minute ago. His name is Mike Weaver. We'll try to get Mike Weaver worked in tonight, today, but we don't know if we can, because this is live radio, folks, and things change on a dime. They change minute to minute, second to second. You have to be ready to roll in live radio. But, folks, what do we have right now? I've got to read. Also, before I forget, I'm so excited about getting General on. I've tried to get him connected with him for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. But we always go to the donors. And we have none other than Ran Owen, the Alabama Lone Wolf, one of our co-hosts, man, one of our brothers. He sent in a very nice donation the other day. He certainly did. So thank you so much, Brother Ran. Brother Ran's out cutting hay today. He's having to put a new wheel bearing in his work truck. He's a busy guy. He may call in with a question or two. I don't know if he's probably not going to be able to make it, though. We also have Tony, good old Tony of Ohio. Tony sent in a great donation, and he sent us in letters. Thank you so much, Tony. And, oh, Jim Bob, James, our buddy in Washington State, he always sends these most beautiful, beautiful cards. I'll read this quick card, y'all. He says, "Dear Eddie, I keep enjoying Blood River Radio. You have great guests, including Mindy, Monica, Nancy, Paul Fromm, the Bitter Ender, and Dr. Hill. Your friend, Jimmy." That's a great, and it's a beautiful, beautiful card. I mean, he's spent a fortune on this card. I wish I could show it to you. And also, I'm excited about this. It's one more thing, detail here. I got a letter from a prisoner. He's a prisoner. His name is Tony Dupree. He's in the Gulf Correctional Institution. And I can't quite read this envelope. It looks like, the stamped envelope says, "This letter originated at Gulf Correctional Institution in Florida." It's a long, 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 long letter. It's kind of pieced together. I'm going to have to, I've just got it late last night. I'm going to have to try to figure out where the ending is and where it starts, because he had the piece. You can imagine that he's probably had a hard time getting paper and probably started at different times. But anyway, that's pretty much that for right now. We have tonight, for right now, we have Miss Nancy Hitt, my big sister, and Monica Braveheart Schaefer, two of the stalwart co-hosts. Well, they're William Morgan co-hosts. They're brother, they're sisters on this show. And the Bitter Ender himself, he's off today. He's working up at Chapel Hill, Tennessee, the Forest Home. But we have somebody, a kind of surprise guest. He is the biggest kahuna, the big kahuna of all big kahunas, and that's Sam Bushman. He is the man. Sam Bushman owns Liberty News Radio. He syndicates Blood River. He syndicates Political Cesspool. He syndicates a tremendous number of shows. You know, y'all know James Edwards. Me and James and Sam, we're all going to get together probably sometime in July. Well, I don't know how many details I'm supposed to give out. But anyway, we'll see them later in July. But anyway, well, I guess we'll bring the big kahuna himself on first. How you doing, big kahuna Sam?
I'm doing very well, sir. I appreciate just a couple of quick minutes. I just wanted to mention that Donald Trump, you know, he used to threaten to sue CNN. He sued the New York Times. I don't know if you know, but he lost big time. He had to pay the New York Times attorney fees as well. He lost big time. They mocked him, said that he's not a self-made billionaire at all. He got most of his money from his dad, got a half a billion from his dad in the first place. And they literally trashed him. He had to pay their fees. He lost big. So I bring that all up just to say, you know, Donald talks a big talk. He threatened CNN, but now he went on CNN, I guess, to let Fox know he has alternatives. But it's amazing to me now CNN and others are basically saying, hey, Donald went completely off the rails. It's a big old battle about this whole thing and everything else. And, you know, Donald basically said, hey, they said, how are you going to fix the economy? What's the first thing you're going to do when you get in office? And he says, drill, baby, drill. And so, you know, Donald thinks that he could just work his way out of this mess. Then they said, well, will you accept the elections? And he says, if they're honest, I will. I'll be glad to. And then they don't get it. And they keep asking him about honest elections. And, you know, we're back to the same spot we were in 2020, coming up to 2024. We've changed nothing. And we expect the outcome to be different, Eddie.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam, my brother, how much faith do you actually have in the elections? Do you think they can ever be straightened out? Because I'm really skeptical there. And I'll give you a quick, and I've probably told this story 100 times on the radio, but I remember when me and James first started eons ago when we were in the Beanfield, we had this guy named Austin Farley who was running for the 7th District, Congressional District, State of Tennessee. And me and James and my grandson worked our tail off for him. And we came back in election night. This is a true story, folks. And, you know, we were watching the results. And Farley had like 15,000 votes. And when we went to a news break, and when you come back, you can expect the other fellow to, the other opponent to gain more votes. But you never expect to lose votes for your guy during the break. But I'm not kidding you, Sam. We lost. We went from like 15,000 votes to 10,000 votes during the break. I thought, what's with that? How do you lose votes? So anyway, I know that's just going down a rabbit trail there.
Easy. You lose votes because they manipulate the machines and they manipulate the totals and everything else. And, you know, we've caught it. They like to mock us and say we go after these election integrity issues with no evidence. But the fact is there's not been a court in the land that's willing to truly adjudicate on the facts of the case. They all dismiss it. Oh, you don't have standing. Oh, we're not going to let you talk about this, or we're not going to do that. Carrie Lake in the battle of her life. But look, we've changed nothing and we expect different results. To answer your question, do I think we can ever get a handle on elections? It all depends on if we're willing to do the things that it takes. If we're willing to go back to paper ballots. If we're willing to go back to same day elections. In other words, you don't elect over like weeks and months, but same day elections, paper ballots. Then you got to have vote counters and vote watchers. And you got to have them all review the vote. They all have to sign under the penalty of perjury that it's accurate. And you got to have video cameras recording the whole thing, literally top-down cameras viewing every ballot. So not only are they under the penalty of perjury for swearing to the vote count, but it's on video record to prove if they lied, they're going to prison. You know, there's things that you could do that could make honest elections. But as it currently stands with mail-in balloting and multiple day, you know, voting and, hey, send out ballots till the cows come home, and you'll never get a handle on elections. If you go to same day ballots, paper ballots, people swearing to the count by the penalty of perjury, cameras that can be reviewed of every ballot that was cast, there's ways that you can literally do this. Keeping the election results for longer than the 22 months. They want to get rid of them in 22 months because the next election comes up in 24 months. And then what they want to do is have the other election gone so you can't kind of compare. We need to demand they preserve data much longer so that we can compare election cycles and find anomalies and et cetera. There's ways that we can go about it, but it's going to take a real serious action plan, Eddie.
Well, my brother Sam, that's a dynamite opening. I know you're an expert on all things election. We have to go to a quick break. I'm sure you know if anybody knows. We heard that music. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Hang on to your seats.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Everything, the one thing every good soldier knows. And we have a good soldier coming on later in this show, folks. We have the soldier, the man among men, none other than Major General Nick Glastovic. He's been up close and personal with the enemy in probably every continent there is. I'll give you a quick bio so we won't take up precious time when he comes on. General Nick's family escaped from Eastern Europe when he was, when he was a mere child. I believe he was born in 1954. They went to Canada. They were raised in Canada, like Sister Monica Schaefer. He joined the Canadian Army, if my memory serves, at 17 years old, did a five-year hitch in the Canadian Army on a dare. Just this, folks, this is the kind of guy he is, on a dare. He's still, what's that, 17 plus 5, what's that, 22 years old. He joined the French Foreign Legion. French Foreign Legion, the French Foreign Legion is the last old school. They're older school than the Navy frogmen, the glorified frogmen they call the SEALs, and the Green Beret, et cetera, et cetera. He joined there, fought all over the continents. Then in the early 90s, during the War of Croatian Independence, 91, 92, he went to Croatia with some of his fellow legionnaires. They fought. I think they made him a brigade commander. Then later they put him as the commander of the whole military. But he wound up a major general. They had, if I remember right, 6 brigades, combat brigades. They fought the communists, and they finally won independence. And this is what I always tell our people when they say they're so negative. We can't possibly beat the United States government. We can't possibly fight the odds. They've got bombers. They've got bombs. They got this. They got that. Well, when the generals started fighting the communists in Eastern Europe, they had no tanks, no armors, no kind of armor, no artillery, nothing, no heavy weapons. They had rifles like you would go and deer hunt with. Any kind of rifle, you can go in any guns and ammo, any sporting goods store and buy Colt, bolt action 30-06. That's what they hunt, and they beat the damn communists. I'm going to tell you something else they did. They took the weapons away. Here's how they did it. They went like... We have National Guards armies here in the United States. They went, his next people, they went and attacked the Army National Guard units and stole their friggin' weapons from them. And they turned their own weapons on. That is badass, buddy. That we need people like that in this country here instead of all these milquetoast, outright sissy asses that ran for the high grass after Charlottesville and are still running for the high grass. Well, one more thing about General Nick. He got shot through the lungs in combat, man, and they took him to the hospital, reinflated his wounds. I used to know the exact name of that because I'm an old combat medic, old RN myself. But then he escaped the hospital, went back to combat, and fought with his men. That's the kind of guy that's coming on. But anyway, people, guess what? We have 2 of the Blood River Radio sisters on right now, and we're going to carry on until General Nick gets here, and then they'll be here after General Nick is gone. We'll keep General Nick probably for about 1 hour and 15 minutes. Then we'll bring Mike Weaver on. I don't know, remember what organization he's with, but we'll talk about all that. But anyway, we got big sister Nancy and my little sister Monica Braveheart. How you doing, Sister Nancy?
I'm just doing fine. Doing great.
Just great? It's not wonderful? Sister Nancy.
Almost perfect. Well,
Sister Nancy probably going to get her a puppy. I think Braveheart's already got her a puppy. How are you doing tonight, Braveheart? Or today, rather?
I'm doing great, yeah. So everybody's breathing a little bit easier here because we did have a fire. And many people had to evacuate that live just a very, very short distance from me. I got alerted that I would have to be ready to leave on 45 minutes notice, but I wasn't worried because I could watch the fire. I had front row seat. It was on the mountain just across the valley from me and watched it for a few hours. And then after I went to bed, if I had had an inkling that this was going to happen, I guess the northern lights came out and there was somebody in this little village of mine that took, I would think it's like a world photo contest winner. There's Aurora Borealis above the mountain, and on the mountain there's fire. It's just incredible. Anyway, I did post that on my Facebook page so people could check that out. And I do not take credit for that photo. I missed it. It was after I'd gone to bed, but that is basically, that's the mountain that I have a view of from my backyard. And that night, that day and night it was burning. And then that night there were the northern lights. It was just absolutely spectacular. Anyway, luckily nobody got burned up in the fire. No, I don't think anybody's animals got burned up. There were a few sheds and I think there was a barn that did burn down, but people are breathing easier now because the rain came the next day and it really, really rained. So that's great. Anyway, that's my story here.
Well, let me ask you this question, like we say in the hood. What's the difference between Aurora Borealis and the Northern Lights? And my you know, Brenda and my daughter and my grandson and his fiance, they're all going on this cruise to Alaska. I'll be the only one that doesn't go because I have to work and I'm too poor. But anyway, they're going to go on this cruise next year, and they're going to Alaska. And the big reason they want to go, one of the main reasons they want to see the Northern Lights. I thought, I wouldn't go that far to see the Northern Lights. So tell me about the Northern Lights.
Yeah, well, you asked if there's what's the difference. It's the same thing. The Northern Lights is just more the colloquial term for the Aurora Borealis. So I don't. If I really knew and understood how these come about, I could explain that. But I don't really understand fully how these Northern Lights come about. So somebody else, we should leave that to somebody else to explain. And there's probably many different opinions. I don't know.
Well, I know they're world famous. Well, anyway, and people go from, well, I know people are going to go miles and miles. First, they got to fly into, I think, Seattle. And then they got to get a boat from there and go up to parts unknown that I don't know. I would love to go. I know this is an aside. I always wanted to go to Alaska, run away from home, go to Alaska when I was a kid. But I would love to go salmon fishing. I would like to do maybe I used to want to shoot a grizzly bear, but I don't think I'd shoot one now. They're too majestic. I wouldn't mind shooting a big moose, but then how would I get the meat back? But anyway, here we go. Back to Earth. You know, we have the general coming on, and later we have, I keep calling him John, but his name is Mike Weaver. I probably will try to call him during the next break to see what he wants to do. We'll get him. He wants to come on no more than a half hour. This guy, I'll go ahead and talk about Mike Weaver before he comes on and save a little time. He goes out. He works with an attorney. He has an attorney on speed dial. He wears one of these camcorders like the cops wear. And he goes out and he hands out these leaflets, these so-called anti-Semitic leaflets all over creation. And he hasn't got any trouble. And he said he knows the laws inside and out. But he lives in Georgia. But we're going to discuss that, and we're going to discuss what's going on in with Ron DeSantis passing that anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment bill. A week or two ago, we talked about that. But that's who's going to be coming on. We may try to call him during the break. But getting back to the General Nick, just to set up some stuff, here's some questions we'll probably be able to ask. I know because I talked to him the other day, and he always likes to talk about what the Soviets did, the Jews did, the Bolsheviks did during the First and Second World War. They had the Jews in what they call the Cheka. They had the largest concentration camps in the world. We'll talk about that. Millions and millions and millions. I think Alexander Solzhenitsyn said he said conservative estimate 66 million white people killed in Russia, Poland, Yugoslavia, Germany, all over there, you know. He talks about that. And he also, I don't know how much he'll be able to give us to update y'all, but he'll give us an update on the Ukrainian-Russian war. But listen, what questions do y'all think y'all would like to ask him since Big Sister is the eldest? I guess we'll go with her first. Go ahead, Big Sister. Any questions you might want to ask him?
I'm interested to hear, really interested in listening to what he has to say. I'm not familiar with him, and I'd like to know more about his life. And when you were talking about the French Foreign Legion, that really interests me. I've done a little bit of research since I talked to you. I hardly knew it was still in existence, and it's quite an interesting history about the French Foreign Legion. I understand he, you know, wants to talk about maybe more current things. Maybe he's not able to talk about current events. I'm not sure exactly if we even know where he is or if he can mention that. But, I want to defer back to something, two other topics that we've covered. I want to say this. I do know Tony Dupree.
Dupree. We got to go to a quick break, sister. As far as General Nick, we'll just let him tell us what he wants to tell us. Be right back, folks. I can't believe we're already in the second break.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. As the COVID emergency ends tonight, so does the COVID-linked regulations that have let the Border Patrol more easily deport some people seeking asylum in the USA. Border towns like San Diego, El Paso, and Brownsville are bracing for a tsunami of people trying to apply for asylum.
We've been prepared for the unknown, and we still don't know what the unknown is because we don't know what will be coming.
That's El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser. Just across the border in Juarez, Mexico, NBC correspondent Tom Yamas has been watching people line up and await their turn to apply.
I'd say 90% of them have come from Venezuela. They are fleeing the Maduro regime, and they have walked for months to reach this point. And they've come to this reality, and they think they're going to be allowed in. And in many cases, they probably will not. They will be deported.
On Capitol Hill, the House is set to vote on a Republican-backed immigration bill. Here's Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
We will pass on the floor the strongest border security this country has ever seen.
Democrats like Jesus Garcia of Illinois don't see it that way.
This is one of the most cruel immigration bills ever presented to Congress in modern history.
Garcia says the bill would finish the border wall, something another Democrat calls medieval. The bill's likely to pass the House and unlikely to go anywhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Home prices are stagnant, interest rates continue to rise, and that means sagging confidence in real estate. A Gallup poll finds 34% of those asked believe real estate's the best long-term investment. Last year, that number was 45%. The Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was more than 264,000, well above expectations, and perhaps more evidence of a cooling economy. We will all find out tonight where, who, and when our favorite NFL teams will be playing this fall. The league is releasing its full schedule. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select or request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Hey, thanks, dear Blood River Radio family. Thanks for coming on. This old geezer, I'm trying to type and talk on the radio and do all that stuff we have to do. Man, when you're in live radio, you and things change on the dial. If you, like I was telling Big Sister, If you want to strive for the best, we don't strive for perfection because I know we can never be perfect, but you strive for excellence. We want to be excellent. We want to be excellence in broadcasting. I think Rush Limbaugh used to call it EIB, excellence in broadcasting. That's what we want to do. I mean, everybody should do that, but and we're trying to get there. But anyway, we got Big Sister is going to come on, and I think she's going to talk about Tony Dupree. Go ahead, Big Sister.
Well, no, just that I know of him and have written to him. I think he's been in jail, probably in Florida. He's the one who's written to you, and I believe we got in contact probably when I was writing for the First Freedom newspaper. I believe that's how he found out about me. And yeah, he's a good guy. Don't really know much to tell you. I do want to talk about a tar and feathering victim. And we do that every week. We've got to have our hot tar and filthy feathers. And I picked out, I usually listen to 6:30 national news. I only get the national news about one time in the evening. And this is the, I was waiting for them, the station I listened to cover this Biden bribery scandal. I thought, I was hoping that they would have the guts to talk about this $10 million kickback scheme that goes to the Biden corrupt family. But I want to tar and feather David Muir of ABC News. He didn't mention it at all yesterday. He didn't talk about anything to do with this scheme that the Bidens have created. Who knows? Probably before Biden was vice president, I'm sure. But this is a $10 million slush fund that they created with the LLCs. And I knew the mass media would evade this. I don't know how long they can avoid talking about this. But at any rate, David Muir, who I usually watch at 6:30 every evening on ABC News, he's a good-looking man. But, of course, I think the way that these men got men and women get positions is when they are a little bit funny, and he is gay. So anyway, this is not the reason I'm tar and feathering him. I'm tar and feathering him for his cowardice in failing to talk about this expose that came out yesterday from the Kentucky representative James Comer. I commend him. Again, another brave Kentuckian is really talked about all of the 20 LLCs that have been filtering cash to many Biden family members, and they're apparently not even active companies, don't even exist. So it's been a complicated scheme that they have created, like a web, like a spider's web, that has been created when Biden was a vice president to get kickbacks from Romania, and at least Romania and China, and then for this Joe Biden to have the audacity to go to Romania and admonish them for being corrupt. And I have connections to Cyprus, and my husband was from Cyprus, and it's very interesting. Vice President Biden at the time kind of made a secret trip to Cyprus. They said nobody goes to Cyprus. The last person in Cyprus apparently was Johnson. Vice President Biden went there without much news coverage in order to collect money on these bribery schemes. That's what they're saying. And I don't think that they would have come out with this without a lot of proof. They've had a lot of proof from the banks. Now, I think some of this information is going to be held up by the FBI. I saw Christopher Wray on being questioned, I think yesterday, and all they do is, I hate to use the word stonewall because I love Stonewall Jackson, but they use stonewalling. That's all our government is really good at. Oh, it's secret. We don't know where the laptop is. We don't, you know, nobody knows whether they're going to really release these letters that apparently that there is a whistleblower says there is a letter that's not top secret. It's not secret at all that could be released to Comer. And you can't get any you can't get any direct answers. They just have a way of wheedling out of any yes or no, we'll do it, no. It's been epidemic. This is nothing new. This is the way the government has operated for decades.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a lot to unload. And before we go to Sister Braveheart, Sister Nancy and I were talking about how the government is saying they're starting in June and July, they're going to shut down no more Social Security checks. Well, in the meantime, I just heard yesterday, the day before yesterday, the Pentagon, and how the Pentagon can come out and produce money, that's supposed to be the job of the United States Congress. They're going to send they've earmarked 1.1 billion more money going over to the Ukraine, to the Zelensky. But they can come up with the unending money for them, but not unending money for their own people, for the veterans, for the hospitals, for school children, et cetera, et cetera. But, hey, Chip, chime in here, Braveheart. Make some comments here if you don't mind.
I don't really have anything to add. That was all new to me, and thank you, Nancy, for you know, monitoring and checking these things out. That's great. So, yeah, just pass it right back. I don't have anything to add on that.
You know, Eddie, what I have said to you is these threats are actually political threats. These are not realistic threats. I don't think there's any way that they will ever stop Social Security payments. These are political threats that are directed at the sheeple who are out there believing it. And so they say, well, now if we don't get what Biden wants, we might lose our benefits. And so they'll say, well, I guess Biden is right. You know, the Republicans are going to take away Social Security benefits and VA benefits and Medicare benefits and Medicaid. This is what I call just a political threat.
Yes.
That's what the way I take this.
Sister Nancy, here's the way I look at it. I'm going to run it by you. I think it's all, just to use an overused cliche, smoke and mirrors, gaslighting, whatever you want to say. The Republicrats and the Demopubs, it's a duopoly. It's the same damn Jew control party, you know. They get their marching orders from the Trilateral Commission of the Jews in Tel Aviv. But they know damn well they're not going to cut that off. And here's why. Because the way they do that, the way they keep increasing, like paying Social Security, the defense bill, et cetera, they have to do what they call raise the debt ceiling. With raising the debt ceiling, that's just a Talmudic term for we're going to let the Jew-owned Federal Reserve print more bogus money. It's not real money, but for every dollar that the Jew Federal Reserve prints in order to raise the debt ceiling, the Jews get that interest. They get interest on all that money that's printed, and they benefit from it, from inflation, before the money has time to trickle down into the system and to create that inflation. But it's all a game. It's all a scam. They know they're going to keep printing money until the house of cards finally collapses. And I'm starting to wonder how long it would take, because you know what? Me and CW talked about this 30 years ago. We were saying, how much longer can they keep raising the debt? Because you know what? And I will shut up after this. I remember when I was in grade school, you could buy an ounce of gold for $35. If you had $35, you could go buy a 1 ounce pure gold coin. Now a 1 ounce pure gold coin, I don't know, day to day, it's up over 2,000 now. I think bumping, right. Maybe they're saying 3,000. So, and I'll shut up after this. That gold is not worth one penny more than it was back when I was in grade school, and it was $35 an ounce. And I know I'm preaching to the preachers. That just shows how much the dollar has degenerated. The dollar is so worthless. And one more anecdotal evidence. When I was like 5, 6 years old, we lived in some apartments, bad part of town. There was a beer joint close by. You could go into the beer joint and take one dime, 10 cents, and you could buy Hostess cupcakes, and there came with two cupcakes in the Hostess cupcake. You could buy a Coca-Cola for a nickel. Then the Coca-Cola was went to 6 cents. Then they came out with the king size of 7 cents. It's gone from that. The Hostess cupcakes now, it's probably $2.50 for the same carton. But that just shows how much everything is depreciated. Well, this is supposed to get ready to go to our last break of the first hour, and I guess we'll try to get the general back in just during this break, and we'll try to get him on. So hold on to your seats, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
God bless you, Blood River Radio family. I'm so friggin' excited. You could probably hear the tingles going up and down my spine. But as promised, as hoped for, it took a year and a half to get back, reconnect with the one and only Major General Nick Glastovic. We gave his, the general's bio the first part of the show, the first hour, so we wouldn't have to take up extra time because we wanted him to tell us all the important stuff. But he's the biggest of all the guests we've ever had on Blood River Radio. I can say the general is the most amazing. I respect him more than anybody I know, including myself. But anyway, General, God bless you, sir. A great, great Christian gentleman. His parents were Christians, and so that goes to say that his grandparents were Christian. How you doing? How you doing, my brother, General?
Well, excellent. Say hello to your patriots, and you've got a good team. The truth is not an ideological predisposition. We have to speak the truth, whatever the consequences.
Yes, sir. We try to do that on this program all the time. Matter of fact, not to brag, but we have one hell of a staff, and we dedicated ourselves. We said it takes like money to run, and we tell donors when donors want to contribute, we say we'll gladly take your donations. We need it, but it will not. It'll have zero influence on how the broadcast. It's our way or the highway. It's truth first time every time. But that out of the way, General. Like I've given your bio, I'm so impressed with your bio. I feel like doing it again. But the one thing about your bio that stands out, I'm gonna repeat this part of your bio. I know when you went to fight for
Croatia.
Hey, I'm really excited. When you went to fight for the Croatian independence, you know, you went against all odds, General. You had no heavy weaponry, no artillery. You had no armor, no tanks. No, you were hunting. Y'all were fighting the bloody communists that had all this stuff, had their armor, had their artillery, and y'all were fighting with basically, you know, 30-06s, 7.57s, 7x57, just deer rifles. Y'all were hunting, and you overcame all those odds. In general, and the reason I say that, I'm going to shut up, is because that is the great, I always use you, General, what you did in Ukraine, you and your fellow warriors, fighting against overwhelming odds. When people tell me we can't possibly revolt in this country, they've got F-16s, they got machine guns, they got this, they got that. And I said, that's the devil's lie. That's defeatist lie to make you feel a defeatism. Look what the general did in the Ukraine. Now that I'm going to shut up and go back to you, General. Tell us what you can tell us about where you've been. That's all I'll say because I don't want to say anything that's classified, et cetera, et cetera. So give us an up.
Yeah, I think my bio basically, I was in the Canadian Army shortly. for five years. I was in a Legion for several years. I was in the first Gulf War. I think, if you recall that. And that was more of a massacre than a war. I think all your American veterans know this, because the Iraqis, they melted away in a matter of days when we crossed the border on February 24th, 1991. But the problem after that was that the Saddam's regime was still in place. But after that, we never saw an end state. I was with the French division that day. I was with the French Foreign Legion. And we saw what happened to the Middle East after that. You know, the 9/11 wars have cost America hundreds of billions of dollars, which could have, with my opinion, could have been used a lot better than they were, you know. So and then again, we have the second invasion of Iraq, I think, was basically launched to secure the strategic environment of the state of Israel. That's my opinion, of course, but I think facts will bear that out. Then we have Afghanistan in 2021, and the American taxpayer is paying for all of this stuff. But from my experience, I think every conflict is fought at different levels. It's fought at the tactical, operational, strategic level, but it's also fought at the spiritual level. Every war is a battle for the truth, and it's the truth is not an ideological predisposition. So if we abandon that facet of any conflict, we're going to be in trouble, and we won't learn from our lessons.
You know, General, you nailed it. You talk on a spiritual level, and I know pretty much what I can say, what I can't say. Speaking of a spiritual level, and I've gone back to this scripture many, many times. I'm going to preface what I'm getting ready to say by using the chapter of St. John's 8:44. When Jesus Christ was looking into the eyes of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, not just the Jews, but the cream of the crop Jews, the Jews that ran, the Sanhedrin and all that stuff. And he looked at them in the eyes and he told them, he said, "You are of your father, the devil. You will do his will. He came here to kill, to murder, to steal. He's the father of all liars. The truth is not in him." Well, since he said, and this is what freaks my Southern Baptist friends out and my other United Methodist friends, I tell them, in the Southern Baptists, they worship, and I don't think I'm making too big. I don't think this is too big. I don't think I'm making too big of a stretch. They actually worship Jews and they worship Israel because they think they're the chosen people. All this crap, but and this is leading up to where we are now. In your opinion, General, and I think you just nailed it. In the Iraqi war, and both Iraqi wars, and now they're itching to go into war against Iran. Matter of fact, I say they being the Jews, Israel, Tel Aviv. They wagged the dog of the United States. They're wanting to make war on Iran on all fronts. Benjamin Netanyahu said that just 2 days ago. He said we're preparing to make war against Iran on every front. Now, this war, and I'll see if I can link this together. This war that went on, and first of all, and actually in Libya, you know, when they went in and took out Colonel Gaddafi, then they went in later into Iraq. So all these wars that have been tied together, I've heard different reasons why the United States went in and bombed the hell out of them. One was because Colonel Gaddafi, he was going to get away from the petrodollar. He was going to start printing his own currency based on gold. So, I guess my question is, before I go to ask you what's going on in Ukraine right now, what are all these wars linked together by the so-called Israel? Go ahead, General.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off.
That's why I want you to reply.
You have to relate. Yeah, you have to know. You have to know. You have to always relate cause to effect. If you look at, you can't understand the Middle East unless you understand two treaties. One is the Sykes-Picot Agreement, and the other one is the Balfour Agreement. The first agreement, the Middle East, after the fall of the Turkish Ottoman, the Ottoman Empire was defeated, along with the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian, the Central Powers in the First World War, and the Allies divided up the Middle East according to their interests. The French went into Syria and Lebanon. The British went into Palestine. And the Americans went through the back door into Saudi Arabia because of Standard Oil. And the Balfour Agreement was signed by Lord Balfour, a British royal, and a banker called Rothschild, one of the Rothschild family, which is a Jewish family. So in the 1930s, you had maybe 2.5% Jewish population in Palestine. And look at it now. It's on par. So they, England, the British, basically, because of their interest, they forced Jewish immigration into the Middle East. So what you have today is you have a, well, I was in Syria not too long ago, and you've got a wall there, basically, between, you look at the wall now, you know, what they've done is they've destroyed Palestinian homes. They've dumped, this is when the war started. Yeah, the first war was 1948, 1956, 1967, 1972. And you remember the invasion of Lebanon?
Oh, yes, sir.
Israel, they killed Operation Free Galilee. They killed thousands of Syrians with no consequences. So you have two international criteria for war crimes, one for the kosher mafia, and you have the other for the rest of us. So let me tell you what's happening in the middle in Israel. Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Sir.
Yeah,
oh, no,
Christians are no longer. Yeah, Christians are no longer welcome there.
So
try
money.
To make the sign of the cross, and you're going to get. You're going to be stood down awful quickly.
That is so incredible. You know.
So they see us.
That is amazing.
Yeah, there's no more Christians in Bethlehem. Yeah, and the thing is that the perfidy is that they've hijacked part of the American conservative right. You know, so basically that's the way it is. And they're not the only victims in history. We've forgotten the Armenians, the Greeks, the Assyrian Christians. The communists killed 110 million people.
Yes, they did.
And it's still going on today. Yeah. Globally, 110 million people. You know, it's the plague of mankind is communism, cultural Marxism. And look at who members of the Communist Party were, the Bolshevik Party in 1917. But that's hidden from the general public. Guys like Franco, Yezhev, Kaganovich, one of the biggest mass murderers, he was a member of the kosher mafia in the Ukraine. Most 6 million people died at least.
God Almighty, you know,
the world is blanketing a layer of evil, and we have to have the gift of perception is what we need now, basically. Well, some Christians have lost, you know, so we have to get that back and dig our heels in and fight.
You know, I'm reading this book, and I'm not a reader at all, but one of our sister co-hosts has given me this book called The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. And I know she won't believe it, but I'm up to about page 60 or 70. And, you know, and I'll throw this, I know you know this, I know I'm preaching to the preacher, General, but our audience, are Southern Baptist people like that that just worship Israel. I don't think it would make any difference even if they knew this. They know this. That during the 1900s, right around there, going all the way back to 1870, when just a few Jews started trickling into Palestine here and there, and you mentioned it there, and I think even as late as 1948, there was only 2.5% of Jewish population. But they got, if I'm not mistaken, General, they got these Jews that went into in Palestine. Didn't they get most of their armaments from the Jews, the communist Jews, the Soviet Union, aka by Stalin. Oh, we're going to a quick break, General.
Yeah. What happened?
We got to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.